Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hello, Buglers. How's the first week of the year been? Please answer in this gap. Oh, good and or bad luck. Delete as applicable. Well, there's nothing like a sex scandal to lift the mood, sort of. So here we are, back in Bugle issue 191. I'm joined by John Oliver for an issue entitled A Secret Servicing.
Top story this week, sex scandals!
I've come to fix your photocopier.
I don't have a photocopier.
I know.
Oh, yeah. What a shame, Andy, that we left The Times and News International, because this kind of tabloid bottom feeding is all they ever wanted for us. There have been some outstanding sex scandals around this week, diverting attention from some of the incredibly serious things happening all over the world. Breakdown of the tenuous ceasefire in Syria, the looming war between North and South Sudan, the testing of India's first nuclear-capable missile. We could focus on those stories. We could. Or we could, like the rest of the media, focus on titillating sex scandals. So, which is it to be? Oh, yeah! You know how I do it, baby. I focus on the wrong thing all night long.
Oh, my God. I think I need a bath.
You can't wash your insides, Andy. Secret Service scandal news now. Last weekend, it was the Summit of the Americas, hosted in the beautiful Colombian city of Cartagena.
Arriba! Are you wearing a flamenco skirt?
So nearly racist, but not racist, Andy. Am I wearing one? Yes.
A flamenco
Why?
Skirt. Well, I don't know, it just sounded like you had that kind of trill in your voice that suggested
Yeah, and I've got castanets in my hands.
Oh, good boy.
What's the problem? The theme of this year's summit was connecting the Americas in order to become partners in prosperity. But there was also some very tough topics for President Obama to negotiate, including U.S. opposition to the presence of Cuba, the effectiveness or lack thereof of the war on drugs. On that subject alone, in the run-up to the summit, Guatemalan President Perez Molina said, "We have seen the strategy has been pursued in the fight against drug trafficking over the last years, and it has failed." He's not alone in that concern, Andy. Many Latin American countries feel they're paying a disproportionate price for the war on drugs, often in blood. Being a major drug trafficking route has turned Central America into the most violent region in the world. The relationship between the US and Latin America is tricky and delicate at best. What you don't want to happen, Andy, let me reiterate, what you do not want to happen... is for your Secret Service to cause a scandal just before you arrive in the host city by banging a bunch of prostitutes. You don't want that to happen.
Definitely don't. I mean, was that written down anywhere in advance or not?
That is a Secret Service do not right. A Secret Service do,
okay.
Andy.
You would have thought that, you know, when you are a Secret Service agent, one of the very first things you're taught at Secret Service school is that whilst on duty protecting the leader of the free world, do not bring a gaggle of prostitutes back to your hotel.
Yeah.
Is that not item one on that checklist?
Unfortunately, that happened, Andy. There seems to have been a very key misunderstanding over the code of conduct required to be a member of the Secret Service. I think they may have taken out a copy of their contract before going out that night and read it, saying, well, it says here, protect and serve the president, blah, 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 protect his life above all else, blah, 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 blah. Honestly, I can't find anything that says don't sleep with local prostitutes while scouting presidential visits. And I feel like if it was that important to them that we didn't do it, it would have said that specifically here. Okay, that's a weight off my mind. Let's go out and get some prostitutes. That's a green light as far as I'm concerned. Or, well, it's at least greenish. It's got a greenish hue, and that is good enough for me.
Are we sure, John? Because there was, what, 20-odd staff involved in this, both Secret Service and military, and apparently about 20 women involved. Were they not just trying to find a way of ensuring they could stick with the traditional American boy-girl seating plan at dinner? Is that just the easiest way to do that?
They're a stickler for formality, yeah. Andy. We know that. But now, prostitution is not a crime in Colombia. And in fact, this whole thing might have remained secret, which is supposedly an area that the Secret Service specialises in, were it not for the fact that one of the agents seemingly attempted to shortchange one of the prostitutes the next morning, and that is when all hell broke loose. The exact details are not entirely clear. One thing for sure is that the group of military and Secret Service agents were partying at Cartagena's Play Club, which has been described as a high-end strip club in an industrial part of the port city. Now, if I could just stop right there. It seems that a group of Secret Servicemen partying in a high-end Colombian strip club is at the very least not a great idea. Unless you're pitching it as the plot for a new movie featuring Zac Efron as an American Secret Service agent and Antonio Banderas as Maria, the Colombian prostitute with a heart of gold and a nose full of cocaine. Also featuring Carlos Valderrama as the strip club owner and the voice of Chris Rock as his wisecracking pet dog. Now,
I would pay to see that, John.
This is
particularly
where
Valderrama. When he could, if he can pass dialogue as well as he could pass a football, that is going to be one fluent film.
This is where it gets a bit hazy. The members of the Secret Service apparently then paid $60 each to take between 2 and 20 women back to their hotel. Once they were back at the hotel, they did what God intended, if God was a low-budget porn scriptwriter. The next morning,
what's
a woman
not?
Claimed,
I mean, now, come on, listen, I mean, let's,
in a
look
way,
at, let's look at the first scene of his whole magnum opus, John. A guy and a chick, stark bollock naked in a garden with an extremely phallic-looking animal in a tree.
You're right, Andy. Let's look at how the Bible begins. In the beginning was the Word. Oh, yeah! Take them fig leaves off, baby. Y'all don't need that shit.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, oh, God.
So, the next morning, this woman claimed that she'd not been paid.
I think we just put another 50 years on our eternity in the ocean.
Drop in the ocean, Andy. Drop in a fiery ocean now. She argued with two Secret Service agents, then went to the Colombian police who reported the matter to the US Embassy. There are two versions of the dispute. The first is that the argument was over between $40 and $60 when the woman got angry with the two agents after they refused to pay her full price for servicing both of them. Instead, they only agreed to split her price. That is, at best, cheap, Andy, and at worst, gross professional misconduct. The other version was that the woman actually asked for $800 the previous night to sleep with one man. He agreed, and then reneged on that deal the next morning, instead offering $30 instead. That is some aggressive haggling, Andy. And it makes sense of the Secret Service's motto, worthy of trust and confidence. And then, of course, in tiny letters, and also relentless in pursuing low, low prices from prostitutes.
The problem is not merely that the Secret Service were secretly servicing, but that the agents were alleged to have, quote, brought foreign nationals in contact with sensitive security information, which is either an odd euphemism, a strange fetish, or, as you say, gross, gross misconduct. And as a result of this, the agents were quickly relieved for the second time in a matter of days. So a Republican Senator Peter King said it seems that the Secret Service had, quote, really lucked out. And if the women had been working for a terrorist organisation, they could have had access to information about the president's whereabouts or security protocols in the agents' rooms. Which, I mean, It does, would seem a slightly odd way to go about it if you're a top-level terror organisation to send 20 agents to work in deep cover as Colombian prostitutes. That is not the most targeted use of your resources.
You're right. Peter King's exact quote was that he said, so far, there is no information that any of them were involved with any narco-terrorist group or any organised crime. Oh, that's good, Andy. So they were just good, honest, trustworthy prostitutes. It does look like the Secret Service have a PR disaster on their hands now as an investigation begins as to the depth of this scandal, which may involve, as you say, as many as 20 women, 11 agents and some other military personnel. Senator Susan Collins, who was briefed by the director of the Secret Service, Mark Sullivan, said that he was, and I quote, rightly appalled by the agents' actions and is pursuing a vigorous internal investigation. I think that's all that the Secret Servicemen were trying to purchase, wasn't it, Andy?
Boom! The bugle goes blue.
That's right.
You can't spell...
Take the headphones off your kids' ears.
You can't...
It's adult time.
You can't spell bugle without B-L-U-E.
Senator Collins said that she'd asked Mr. Sullivan a number of questions during her phone briefing, such as, who were these women? Could they have been members of groups hostile to the United States? Could they have planted bugs, disabled weapons, or jeopardised the security of the President or our country? And those are all legitimate concerns, and also show that Senator Collins may have been watching slightly too many James Bond movies recently. Did any of the girls come iconically out of the ocean in slow motion wearing white bikinis? Did they try to snap any of your necks with their powerful legs? Did they have amusing double entendre names? Were you at least able to fire them out of the ejector seats on your cars or shoot them with your pens that actually become machine guns if you click them 14 times. I do hope so.
Not everyone is so fussed about it, though, John. The mayor of Cartagena, Campo Elias, said on Tuesday, it doesn't bother people at all. First, because adults were involved, and second, because here, it's normal. So, John, is there not an alternative explanation to this? That's like all good spies. These Secret Servicemen are merely trying to blend in with the locals. Let's cut them some slack, John.
We don't know their intentions. You're right, Andy. We need to wait until the results of this investigation. Maybe the agents just wanted to save the prostitutes, like Richard Gere. Now, why is it that when he does it in Pretty Woman, Andy, it's heroic? When they do it in Colombia, there's a congressional investigation. All we're asking for is some consistency. So 12 agents have now been relieved of duty and sent home. And former Washington Post reporter Ronald Kessler calls this clearly the most embarrassing scandal in Secret Service history. I don't know if it's the most embarrassing, Andy. Wasn't that time a bit more embarrassing when, you know, the president got shot in the head? Was that not a little more embarrassing? Or, you know, when Reagan got gunned down in the street? Those two snafus seemed a little more embarrassing than this. Well, I don't know. I don't know what their tolerance level for embarrassment is. Maybe it's higher.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. That is 60 episodes of Top Stories done. Tell a loved one how much you love this show immediately. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.